I have worn contacts since 8th grade, and I can tell you, the slightest hair under that lens or the smallest debris in your eye can not only cause excruciating pain, but it ensures you cannot see anything. Everything's blurry, it hurts, and you have to stop everything you're doing until that problem is corrected. So when Jesus uses an absurd metaphor in Matthew 7 about a plank in your eye, one thing is certain, you would not be able to see clearly, and there is no way you'd be able to ignore it. No way you'd be able to ignore a 2x4 coming out of your eyes. What in the world is he talking about? He's talking about judgment. One of the most famous passages thrown at Christians these days is Matthew 7:1. Do not judge. Anytime you try to call somebody on what they believe or what they're doing in their life, what do they tell you? You can't judge me. Don't judge me. The Bible says don't judge. I can do what I want. Which is not even the entire verse, by the way. But unfortunately, Christians are known for being judgmental. Not just of non-Christians, but even our own fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Sometimes especially Christians. Every day, almost every day, it seems like, you hear a story about some pastor at some large church who's been in ministry forever, who has some moral failure, and he's run out on rails. The old saying is that Christians shoot their wounded. Somebody fails, we take them out. But we don't just shoot our wounded, we obliterate them, bury them, and jump on top of the grave. No wonder we have a reputation of being prideful. And no wonder that scares away those who honestly wish to come to Jesus, but know in their heart of hearts they would never be able to measure up to the standard that we project that's necessary to be a Christian. They say things like, I'm not good enough to be a Christian, or I can't go to church because they'll never accept me for who I am. And we've made them feel that way. By being judgmental, not just to people outside the church, but by being judgmental to people within our own churches and congregations. In fact, some non-Christians stay away because they see us more clearly than we see ourselves, and they know, they call us hypocritical. So what does Jesus say in Matthew 7 about judgment? Matthew 7 says this, do not judge, that's the famous part, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but not notice the log, the plank, in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Well, verse 1 and 2 is a warning about judgment. That's true. But to Jesus' audience, as he's talking to them, he's warning them to not be like the Pharisee religious leaders who maintained at that time that they kept all of the commandments perfectly and then denied everybody else access to God when they failed. The warning is that God will hold you to the same standard you hold others. That doesn't mean don't judge. It means that the criteria you place on everyone else, the critical level that you put on everyone else, is the same level or standard that God may look at you with. But aren't we supposed to judge? The command actually doesn't say not to judge, but to be careful about the standard that you use. The more gracious you are with other people, the more gracious God will be with you. And by way of explanation, in verse 3 through 5, Jesus makes his point with this huge metaphor. What a mental picture. Can you see a 2x4 coming out of someone's eye and then see them reaching to get the eyelash out from under my contacts? It's crazy. Why are we so absurdly harsh in our judgment of other people? I can think of two things. Number one is insecurity. Conscious or not, we're acutely aware of how screwed up we are, how broken and sinful we are. Even if we don't think of it as sinful, we know we don't measure up. We walk around looking how much better off everybody else is. And so if we can catch someone else in a failure, someone else misstepping, someone else in a way that, oh, they have messed up, they are not good, then we feel a little bit better about ourselves. The Pharisees said the same thing. At least I'm not like that guy. The religious leaders that Jesus is warning about would look at other people and say, at least I'm not like that. And we do the same thing. If at least I'm not as bad a person as that person is. At least I'm not as much of a failure as that person is. And so we cast judgment, at least in our own minds, so that we feel a little bit better about ourselves. Another thing that happens when it comes to judgment is we see ourselves in other people. Psychologists call this projection. If you would lie in a certain situation, then the other person must be lying in that situation too. We make assumptions that they would do what we would do. If I do that, they must be doing that. If I would sin that way in those set of circumstances, then they must sin that way too. And instead of looking at our own failure, we see our own failure in everyone else. And I would rather call them on it. We would rather call them on it than focus on our own sin and failure. So really, it's insecurity playing out in two different ways. It is a desire for ourselves not to see how bad we really are. So Jesus doesn't say, don't judge ever. But verses 3 through 5 address the very thing I'm talking about. Let me read him again. He says, why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye but not notice the log in your own? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye while the log is in my own? You hypocrite, first take out the log of your own eye, and then you will see clearly the speck in your neighbor's. So he doesn't say don't judge ever. But he says, before you even attempt to come along and discern sin in the life of someone else, in another disciple, then you must practice the discipline of self-examination. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will be able to clearly see the speck in your friend's. Our goal is not to judge where someone else stands before God. Our goal is to be grounded in who we are and in our own sin enough to come alongside someone else who needs help removing sin too. This passage is not aimed at Christians discerning whether somebody who's not a Christian is a sinner or not, or evil or not. If they don't have a relationship with Jesus, of course they're doing whatever they want to do. What Jesus is calling his disciples to do is to clearly see their own standing and their own humility before God, to understand where they stand so that they can come alongside other believers who need help with that stuff too. You see, if I am not perfect, then I am not going to be mean towards someone else. I'm not going to be judgmental towards someone else because they're just as broken as I am. That's a totally different position than thinking I am perfect and they're not. We all need a court jester in our life. In the days of the knights of the round table and the kings, they had court jesters. The court jesters were entertainment. But one of the things that they would do was point out in a comical way what was wrong or foul about the way the kingdom was going, the way the world was going, or where the king's rule was going, in a way that the king could receive it, that the leaders could receive it. We need people in our life to remind us that we have specks, that we have dust, that we have logs that need to be removed. We're supposed to be helping each other do that. But we have to be practiced at making sure we know where we are too. We have to be self-aware enough to say, I'm messed up, you're messed up. Let's figure out how not to be messed up together. When we can rightly see our own spiritual reality, we won't be prideful towards somebody else. We'll be able to see more clearly to come alongside them. Don't judge. Be careful the standard you hold to others, because it's the standard to be held to you. Examine yourself to see if there's anything in you that needs to be dealt with, so that you can rightly see what others need help with too. The goal is to bring each other into Christ-likeness, not to elevate ourselves above others who are more sinful than we are. Let's pray. God, help us to be discerning about what you've called us to do and how to live. Help us to see ourselves rightly so that we know that we need you, that we need your Spirit to cleanse and transform us. Help us to help others from a position of knowing where we stand before you, so that we can help them become more like you too. Lord, help us, your church, your body of Christ, to be known for helping other people flourish, not for putting them down, for messing up a little bit. Forgive us when we fail you, and help us not to fail you. In Jesus' name, amen.